This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
For this morning's show, we'll be visiting with Joyce Vickery of the St. Louis Dairy Council. July is National Ice Cream Month, and yesterday, the third Sunday in July, was National Ice Cream Day. Joyce is here to tell us about the history of ice cream, if we can include it in our diet, and who exactly we have to thank for inventing the ice cream cone.
In 1984, Ronald Reagan was the president. He declared July as National Ice Cream Month, and the third Sunday in July is always National Ice Cream Day. And according to Reagan, ice cream is a perfect dessert. He called on all Americans to observe this event with appropriate ceremonies and activities. And I'm pretty sure that means we should all be able to eat ice cream.
Well, that's my next question. So I'm always talking to you about eating healthy and all of the great things that we get from dairy products. But when we talk about ice cream or when we think about it, often it's a sweet treat and it's dessert. So can ice cream actually fit into a healthy diet when we're trying to clean up our eating?
Well, yes, it can. And, of course, all foods can really fit into a balanced diet. And the key is really to make sure, especially when foods are maybe on the sweeter side or higher in calories, that we limit our intake and also watch portion sizes. So for ice cream, a serving size is considered to be about a half a cup, and that's about the size of a tennis ball. And so the other thing I might point out is that there are lots of options out there. So if somebody wants to watch their fat intake or their sugar intake, there are ice creams available. Not to mention as well, there are also lactose-free ice creams. So there's something for everyone.
All right, and I think we'll visit about some of the different types of ice cream in just a minute. But as far as actual ice cream, we're not talking about sherbet or something else. I often, when we visit each year, we talk about the most popular flavors. So I don't remember what you told us last year, but have those changed, or what are the popular flavors as we're talking for National Ice Cream Month this year?
They really don't seem to change that much. Number one is always vanilla, and I'll have to admit that's my favorite. That's my go-to ice cream. That's followed by chocolate, and then cookies and cream, strawberry, and then mint chocolate chip. And Katie, I am not picky. I would eat any of those.
Yeah, I have to agree. Any of those sound really great right about now.
Yeah, it's certainly, something I always think about as a little treat. But it's a great choice for a dessert. I think many people eat it that way because, as you may recall, ice cream is made from milk. And because of that, it actually does have some nutrient value. So it has a little bit of an edge on other desserts.
Well, great. We're hearing it straight from the lady who knows all about nutrition that we can eat ice cream. So that is fine with me. I'm happy to hear it. Joyce, we a lot of times talk about different types of recipes to include dairy in and different ways to do that. And you also have creative ideas and ways to change it up. So I'm going to ask you just the same for ice cream. Any creative things that people could try out this month to celebrate National Ice Cream Month?
Sure, it's kind of fun to think outside of the box. So some suggestions for trying ice cream this month include using it to top plain oatmeal. So if you're eating a hot cereal, instead of incorporating things like sugar, just as the finished product is finished and it's in the bowl, top it off with a little of vanilla ice cream. And one of our former staff members said that's the way her mother always served oatmeal. And so maybe that's the way to get your children to eat some whole grain and also get a little bit of dairy in there. Another suggestion, coffee is so popular now. Lots of people drink iced coffee. So instead of getting an iced coffee and adding your sugar and your cream, try adding a scoop of ice cream again. So that's something you can definitely do. And then also, if people want to go to our website, we also have another recipe. It's actually blueberry muffins, and you use a pint of melted ice cream in that, and that's just kind of a quick, easy way to throw together some muffins and a different way of using ice cream.
those are some really interesting ideas because, like you mentioned, instead of just adding the sugar separately and then maybe your cream or your milk, why not just throw an ice cream because it has all that stuff in there already and it's just, it's one less step. You just take a scoop and throw it in.
That's right. And, you know, it may be something, again, a way of getting your kids interested in helping you with a recipe or maybe trying a blueberry muffin recipe in a different way that they haven't had before.
Awesome. Well, great ideas as usual, Joyce. Appreciate those. So this is kind of a fun question to ask. I'm always interested to hear how much Americans are eating, no matter what food it is. I like to hear these numbers. So how much ice cream are Americans consuming each year?
Well, I'm amazed when I see this. The average American consumes about 23 pounds of ice cream per year. And that sounds like a lot.
Wow,
to me,
yes.
But I don't know that I'm eating that much. I think somebody else may be getting part of my share. But it is interesting to kind of take a look at that. And the other great thing, of course, we have to remember is that the ice cream industry does add about $39 billion to the national economy, and it creates almost 200,000 jobs across the country. And about 1.54 billion gallons of ice cream and related frozen desserts are produced in the U.S. every year.
That is truly amazing, and we've got those dairy cows working very hard, it sounds like.
Well, I think so, and again, that's ice cream is kind of one of my favorite ways of consuming
yes.
dairy.
Yes, I would have to agree. Well, since we've been talking about ice cream and how yummy it is and all the ways that we can use it and eat it, let's talk about what's actually in ice cream. What are some of those main ingredients that make that tasty treat?
Well, it starts first with milk, and probably cream is added to it. And by the way, by law, ice cream must contain at least 10% milk fat. And a lot of the premium brands of ice cream or the specialty brands, you'll find that it has even more milk fat in it. And that just adds to that creamy, delicious texture. So along with that, we also have sugar and flavorings. And then we have things like stabilizers, and they are used to improve the texture and slow down, prevent the melting. And these are usually vegetable gums. And then also emulsifiers, and again, these are usually vegetable oils or egg products, and they are used to create a thicker, creamier texture, and again, kind of slow down that melting a little bit.
Okay, well, that's interesting. There's a few things in there that you may not think about, because I typically think milk, sugar, and cream, but a few extras.
Right, and you know, maybe we don't think about it a lot, but if you've ever made homemade ice cream, and compared that to a store-bought brand, you can tell there is a little bit of a difference in the texture. And, of course, those are where the stabilizers and the emulsifiers come in.
So the next thing that I wanted to ask you about and have you explain for us, I mentioned it earlier, is that there are different types of ice cream, I guess you'll say. Not only the regular ice cream that we just mentioned the ingredients in, but then we also hear about custards and frozen yogurts. So, Joyce, could you maybe explain for us what the difference is, what's actually in them that makes them different from each other?
Sure. In truth, they are very similar, but with ice cream, it's basically a mixture of milk, non-fat milk, and then also possibly some cream added to that, usually with sweetening and flavoring, stabilizers and emulsifiers that we just talked about. And again, remember that ice cream must be at least 10% milk fat by federal law. Then we have custard, and again, love custard, and it kind of has, I would say, a deeper flavor than regular ice cream, so it has the same type of ingredients, but it does have a higher percentage of egg yolk solids that are added to it, and that's what gives custard kind of that, I would say, almost a golden color, and of course, very rich and delicious to eat. And then we have frozen yogurt, again, very much like ice cream, milk, non-fat milk, as well as cultured products that are added to it. And a lot of times the frozen yogurt is low-fat or maybe fat-free yogurt used instead of the milk or the cream. And for those people that are kind of watching their fat intake, using something like frozen yogurt instead of ice cream may be the way to go for them.
I was just going to mention that a lot of times if people are dieting or trying to clean up their eating, I hear them talk about frozen yogurt. So I guess it really is a little bit healthier because you're not having that so rich, maybe not as high of calories with regular ice cream and the cream and things. Instead, you have yogurt.
Yes, exactly right.
Okay, cool. Well, now we know. So I guess we're talking about eating all of these great things, and most of us love ice cream. As you said, there's also, for people that are lactose intolerant, options for them as well. You can eat it out of a bowl, and you can also eat it out of an ice cream cone. And Joyce, I think you have some things to share with us about the origin of the ice cream cone.
Yes, it was initially produced by Italo Marconi in 1896 in New York City. And he was granted a patent for the cone in 1903. And although Marconi was the inventor of the cone, it really became popular in 1904 at the World's Fair that was held in St. Louis. And so the story goes that there was a vendor selling ice cream, and he ran out of dishes for the ice cream. So nearby there was another vendor that was making a waffle-like cookie. And so what happened is they took that cookie and rolled it into that cone or cornucopia shape, and they were able to continue serving the ice cream using that prepared cone. So that's kind of an interesting part of the history and fairly local as well.
Yeah, and I would say we're pretty lucky that the one vendor ran out of dishes.
I know. It certainly boosted the ice cream cone. And eventually that individual had a company that was called the Missouri Waffle Cone Company. So thank you. We love that ice cream cone.
Joyce Vickery, nutrition educator for the St. Louis Dairy Council. And if you'd like recipe ideas or more information about ice cream, you can visit stldairycouncil.org or find the council on Facebook. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.